Good morning, 6:39 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You know, Three Mile Bridge is open, 6 lanes in both directions. Woohoo! And people are, what's the word I want? Speeding. but honestly, not that terribly. I had a chance to talk with Gulf Breeze Police Chief Rick Hawthorne about this on Saturday at the Arts Fest.
We're here with Chief Hawthorne at the Gulf Breeze Celebrates the Arts Festival, and pretty good turnout considering that in Pensacola right now it's raining, but here in Gulf Breeze it's just overcast, which is kind of nice. As I was coming over the bridge, Chief, my observation was nobody's going 45, but nobody's going 70 either. They're sort of clumped around that like 50-55 zone, but I did see one of your officers had somebody pulled over on the Gulf Breeze side. You guys are enforcing, right?
Yeah, we are still out there. We will be out there as much as possible. And I agree with you on your assessment of the speeds. So far, I've been across several different times, and everyone is, for the most part, abiding by the rules. There are those, I hate to call them knuckleheads, but decide they want to do 70 or better. But we are out there as much as we can looking for them.
And are you, I know people always want to know, well, what are they really going to get me for? And in Florida, of course, you know, the law says you can't get a ticket for 5 over or less. But I have to assume that you guys make reasonable choices about what's really a public safety hazard. And I assume, based on volume, you guys are looking for the bad speeders. You're not just trying to pull everybody over because you don't have enough manpower for that, right?
You are absolutely correct. We are looking for the violators that are really going over the speed limit. Or the ones that, you know, they could be doing 55, but they're in and out of traffic, mm-hmm. causing other issues that way. So, you know, we're looking for the ones that are out there looking like they might cause an accident, or if they got in an accident, would really cause some major traffic flow disruption.
And the real problem, of course, is not that y'all want people to go slow, but, you know, even if you put that speed up, which it's not your power to do, but even if you did, still got to get down to 35 on both ends, right? It's still got to be down. So the danger of that decelerating zone is part of the reason why we want people to drive a reasonable speed across the bridge, right?
Once again, very correct. You know, once you're at that higher level of speed, you just don't want to drop it down. And, you know, for a 3 mile bridge, once you get on there, you don't want to drive 2 miles at 70, 75, and then all of a sudden have to hit a 35 mile an hour zone.
Yeah.
So, we like to, you know, keep the speeds down, keep people driving safely, pay attention to what they're doing out there on that bridge. It is big and wide, but you can get in a crash, just as easy, as the small narrow bridge that it once was. So people need to just pay attention out there. Stay off of each other's tails. There's no sense being right on the tail end of the car in front of you. Give a little space and everything so that everybody gets back and forth safely.
Just in general, how nice is it now to have all 6 lanes and 2 shoulders to work with when you're dealing with the occasional incident? I have to assume your officers are very grateful for the structure of the bridge now.
After this length of time and what we've dealt with the bridge and different traffic issues out there and seeing what it is now, it's like a big breath of fresh air for the officers and everything.
I bet. Hey, one other thing that, recently the PPD has been, really even for a couple of years, they've been talking a lot about, you know, red light cameras like we have here in Gulf Breeze. They've been talking about, you know, speed enforcement like is done very aggressively along Highway 98. Gulf Breeze PD has a reputation for don't speed through there because they'll get you. PPD, you know, Pensacola does not have that same reputation yet. But Gulf Breeze is in a little different situation. It's not just that you're eager to enforce the speed limit. You're trying to preserve something vital to this area on Highway 98. Tell people about that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people forget that there's only one roadway from the south end of Santa Rosa County into Pensacola to the Pensacola Beach. Highway 98, and of course that 3 mile bridge is right in the middle of it. If there is crashes, on 98, we've all seen, probably a couple of weeks ago, we saw a lot of it, right at the beginning of spring break. We had a couple wrecks on 98 out in the reservation. But those crashes and wrecks, if they're serious enough, can block a lane for, 1 to 2 hours. And that just causes hate and discontent with everybody. You know, you miss your plane flights, doctor's appointments, business appointments, whatever the case may be. So we do have to be pretty vigilant out there just for that one reason. We want to make sure everybody can make it through the city, get into Pensacola safely, and not be stuck in traffic, per se.
Yeah, I mean, when you've got a kind of a grid system like most cities do with, more alternatives, enforcing any particular intersection diminishes its significance, but when you have one throughput, any one incident can dramatically affect it. So it's really a public service to preserve that flow of traffic, right?
Yes, and, you know, with the growing population of the Santa Rosa County, the different amount of vehicles coming through, we used to be around 60,000 a day. I'm not really sure what the new number is, but I know it's got to be more than that. So it doesn't take one or two crashes to just disrupt everybody's travel, you know, getting items to different areas, and like I said, making meetings or appointments.
Chief Hawthorne, thanks for the time. Thanks for doing what you do to keep our city safe. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure talking to you there, Andrew.
Absolutely. And, you know, I had not thought about it until he said it, that just making sure that Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze, that is always available and operating.